Now, when we come here to the fourth chapter, we have several parables here, and then the miracle of him stopping the storm. And we've been over this ground already in Matthew, except there's one particular parable he gave here that you'll not find in Matthew. And it's the only part, and that makes it outstanding, as we shall see. You have here the parable of the sower, and that's a declaration. You have the parable of the sower, exposition, then the parable of the cattle, and the parable of the growth of the seed, and the parable of the mustard seed, and then his power over nature demonstrated in stopping the storm. Now, we said at the beginning that the Gospel of Mark is the Gospel of action, and the emphasis is upon miracles. But you would think, when we get to this chapter, that the emphasis now is off of miracles, and it's on parables. But you'll notice that the parables Mark gives are parables of action. And we find here that each one of these parables is really a very moving thing. In fact, the matter is, the title of our book on Mark is Marching Through Mark. And so we find here the emphasis is still upon action, even when we have the parables. Now I take again this parable of the sower, and let me read several verses. And he began again to teach by the seaside. And there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea. And the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. Matthew gives us quite an emphasis at this point. And he says that he went out of the house and he entered into a ship on the sea. And his very action, as Matthew records it and as Mark records it, is very symbolic. Now, the house generally illustrates the house of Israel. And the seas represent the nations, the Gentiles. His very action is he turns from his people in these parables and he goes to the world. And that actually is the background of these parables. Then they need to be looked at in the context of a global situation that I think is very important to see. Now, these took place, by the way, during the height of his ministry. He was very busy, and the pressure was upon him, and he was weary physically. In fact, he was tired, as we see in this chapter, when it says in verse 38, he was asleep in that ship at sea, and he was asleep because he was weary.